That's what we do. We offer this. Thank you for welcoming me here today. I love being here. I see some familiar faces. As Christian said, my name is Karina Finley. I've lived in Nanaimo since 2006. I have three children, 18, 20, and 24. One of them is launched with a career job, yay. And the other two are still coming along. And my husband is a cabinet maker here in town. He's built a couple of kitchens here. Truly. And as Christian said, I have a loud voice, so I'm going to try and keep this mic at bay here, so I'm not too loud. But I am 3 weeks into my new role as the operations director at the Crossroads Crisis Pregnancy Center. It's new for me, but it's a story that's been in God's heart for a long time. And so I am thrilled to be at this juncture in my life. My own story is one of, in my 20s, early 20s, coming through abortion myself before I came to the Lord. And now this piece, I believe we're going to see the real redemption piece, what Satan stole, God is redeeming for his purposes. And do we not love our God, who is all about redemption? And I want to say, I love the music that was chosen this morning. I don't know if that's you, Trudy, but what beautiful songs that take our hearts, that rest in God, in who he is and what he has done. Because clearly, left to our own devices, we have and we do make so many mistakes, but we can keep on coming back to him, and he never rejects us, and he takes us into his arms. I also just want to note something that you folks look at every day, to your mission statement to embrace Christ's love and extend it to each other, our community, and beyond. The other thing that I noted was, have a big church, a place to heal, a place to grow. This is such the heart of God, for us to be able to come into his love, be healed, restored, and then extend what he has offered to us to others. We heard this morning through even some of the prayer times, some of the things that are happening in the world. We know what's happening in our back door. Before this position, I was in Duncan working for the Salvation Army for 3 years. Working, the Lord called me to work with the marginalized in community services. We, and I don't have to tell you this, but there is a broken world out there, and there's only one answer. Only one. And it's Christ and Christ alone. And he is opening up, I believe I was saying to Christian earlier, a conversation. He wants us to be able to talk about what's happening out there, who it's happening to, and have us participate in the conversations in people's lives. There is so much brokenness. At the Crossroads Crisis Pregnancy Center, we do a few things there. We give life-affirming options to young moms and dads that come in that may be in an unplanned pregnancy situation. We talk to them about their options, and we encourage them into being able to sometimes go the scary route in terms of if young moms choose to keep their babies, and what that would look like. We walk alongside with the moms for the first 2 years of the baby's life, supplying all of their practical needs. Everything, every car seat, clothing, diaper. If there was any fear around that piece, it is dispelled. As well as the encouragement, the counseling, anything that we can do for young moms or families to help them go in that direction. There's also, of course, the option of adoption. And there is also the option that they can choose. We don't, we talk about this, and that is the option of abortion, as in it's not the life-affirming option, But we go through the development of each baby so they are able to see. And we also go through what actually happens to the young woman through the process so they know. Because there are so many things that aren't told to people. And people often make choices in another direction when they are given the information and the education. We are also there for women, young and old alike, who have been through abortion, who have been silent and quiet under a blanket of shame for years and years. We offer counseling for that. We make it our aim to walk with people no matter where they are in life or what options they are going to choose or have chosen in the past. And is that not what Jesus did? He offered himself as that redemptive peace to either make different choices or to be forgiven of the choices that we have made along the way. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning, not only letting you know what happens there, so that you know, of course, this is a ministry in our town, and that Heaven Bay Baptist participates with. There's always, of course, opportunities for lovely volunteers that we're looking for. Prayer. We are truly covet your hearts, your prayer, your support in your heart. And again, as I said, even just being willing to have the conversation with people, whether it's young people who are in the beginning of their lives, right through to older folks, if we're just willing to have the conversation about the realities of life and the opportunity to give and show love. During this journey, my own journey in life, one of the things that was opened up to me through Psalm 139, and we're going to see some of those verses come up behind, and I can see them there. It's a common psalm, as we know. I'm sure many of us have read it many times. But one of the things that the Lord brought to my attention early on was that the number of days, our days, my days, your days, are written in God's book. And for a long time, I used to think that was, you know, whether I was going to live 20, 50, 100 years, there was this numerical value attached. But the Lord spoke one day, and he showed me that my days of destiny were written in the pages of his book. God is about life. He is about life. He is life. And he cares about our lives. He has a destiny written for each one of us that we can participate in. As that unfolded to me, I realized that my life was not my own. I was purchased with a price. And that I should go before the Lord and say, okay, if my pages are written in your book, what are we reading today? What are we doing today? How am I living today? What do you see, and where are we going together? I believe it is this piece of destiny and life that the enemy is trying to steal today. It is, there are young people without purpose. There are middle-aged people without purpose. There are conversations that we need to have with people about the value that God has in us. He saw us. Ephesians 1, 4 and 5 says, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. God, the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit had conversations about us before the foundation of the earth. He saw us, he predestined us, and he died for us so that we could come into union with him. Now, I don't know about you, if that isn't the greatest love story that is ever told, that, for me, began to clear up the confusion of who I was. Do I have purpose? How does God see me? I think about that with the young people today, where there's so much confusion in around different topics, whether it's this topic about life and death and in terms of abortion, but also the gender piece. Young people who are confused. The enemy is out to steal lives, and we have another story to tell. I believe as we minister life to the young mom, that she sees her intrinsic value in Christ, that she then is equipped to make a different kind of decision for herself. It's not just about the right and the wrong of the issues, it's about the life that God destined for each one of us. And as a person who has come through a tragic decision myself in my 20s, I stand here today in my 50-somethings. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that my past is only visited through the blood. It is healed, it is saved, it has been delivered from all of its consequences. So it's not even about God took it. Jesus took my sin. It is as far as from the east as from the west. Now tell me that isn't a great message to give somebody who's under the umbrella of shame or condemnation or unsurety. So if we could just go to the beginning of Psalm 139. We see in the first couple of verses, we see God's intimate knowledge. His intimate knowledge towards us. You have searched me, you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. There is intimacy in that peace. He knows. The next section. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol or hell, you are there. No matter what we do or where we go, God is with us. He never let me go, ever, even through my poor decisions. He will never let any of us go. He is the good shepherd who leaves the 99 to go for the one. As we go on in the psalm, we see that he formed our inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. We are made in the image of God, intricately woven. Wow. Is this just not beautiful? Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written my days, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. Our days, my days, your days, are written in God's book for us before the foundation of the world. The Trinity made a plan of how to have relationship with us. Before the foundation of the world, they sat and had a meeting and talked about the plan and saw each one of us with love and said, they are worth this plan. They are worth this plan. How beautiful sad. Aren't days of destiny being written? The other thing that strikes me is that in the conversation of around abortion and life, is that the enemy has sought to steal the destiny of these babies who were written in God's book. And they may have been moms and dads, and they may have been the next cure for cancer. This is a robbery and a just something we need to know. It's not right. It's not right. I believe in this time that God is calling us to stand for life, to stand for the unborn. When we come to the end of the psalm, where we see, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." We hear David's heart here. Of course, we wrote this psalm. This is the prayer of repentance and submission to God. "Search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and then lead me in the way of everlasting." Change. That's what repentance is. We come before God, "Take, I'm turning away from this, and I'm turning towards you, God. I'm willing to go in your direction." God is about life. Myself and the beautiful people at the Crisis Pregnancy Center are about life. This translates into advocating for baby, for mom, for dad, whether in vitro, out of the womb, or the life of mom and dad if they have experienced abortion. Our call today is to be the vessel of the love of God. And my desire today is to truly invite the church, we are the church, into this deep and difficult conversation. Will we be willing to be vulnerable, honest, and open with people, sharing our own testimony, sharing what God has done for us, through us, and what God can do for them? I think our first question is, do we value life as God values life? And if there's something in that piece, we come before the Lord and we ask, "Change my heart, O God." God gave us life so that we could choose eternal life. This is the ultimate goal, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Or we come along, we give life-giving options, but why? Not only for the purpose of tangible life, but to present life, who is Jesus Christ, so that people can live with him eternally. Will we believe God for the pages of our destiny written in his book? We as believers, will we believe God that he has something so great for us to be intertwined with others? And will we share with others their intrinsic value according to the word of God? Will we be willing to share that? To embrace Christ's love and extend it to each other, our community, and beyond. I love this, because this is time. You guys have already made the decision. My encouragement here today is for all of us to step in one step further into that place where may seem unknown. We may see somebody homeless, drug addicted, a single mom, somebody who needs help, that we would be willing to be vessels of God and let him do what he wants to do through us. He's the only one that's got the stuff anyways. And I don't have to come up with it. I just have to say, "Holy Spirit, do what you want to do. I'm here as a vessel and as a mouthpiece." So I thank you for allowing me to come today. Outside, I have a little board that details a little bit more of what we do with some photos. You get a visual. I know I didn't bring any visuals for the screen, but I thought this morning that the visual could be the Word of God and His deep love and care for us. And if I could just take a minute that I could pray, and we'll finish up. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for these beautiful people here today, first of all, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you saw them before the foundation of the earth. You saw them in your heart. You saw us, Lord. You destined plans and purposes for us, Lord. And that first piece was that we would come into right relationship with you. And that, Lord, by submitting ourselves to you, that we would become like you in your character, where the fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, long-suffering, all of those things would become woven into who we are, Lord, that we would resemble you, Jesus, as you walked on this earth. And Lord, I pray today in our hearts that we would be moved by your word, by your spirit, to open up our hands before you and say, Lord, if there's a place in my heart where I don't believe that value, where I have not received that love, I invite you in, Lord Jesus, to change that piece of me, fill that piece of me. And Lord, fill me to the place where I can take who you are to my sphere of influence, to my community. And I pray for Hammond Bay Baptist today as a corporate body, Lord, that as their hearts are filled with your love, that you would add to their numbers, Lord, and not from the church community, but from the highways and the byways. Lord, I pray today, I know that this church, I know the history of some of the people here, as in, this is a loving, community-minded body. Lord, I pray that you would add to their numbers from the highways and the byways, Lord, so that people could come in and receive and partake of your goodness through them. I thank you, Lord, for what you did on the cross, and I thank you, Lord, that you love us so deeply. I bless you, Lord. We love you in return, and we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.